Well, good morning. Welcome again to Back to the Book Broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, trying to bring to you the Word of God. Inviting you to church today, be in the house of God with us here at Mountain View Baptist Church, where we are members at. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor, and we invite you to come today, be in the services there, hear some good preaching from God's man, and be in the house of God this morning. If you're not a Christian, I urge you to go and to listen and to hear, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And I guarantee you one thing, the Word of God will be preached by His marvelous grace there today. So you come, Sunday school at 10 o'clock, worship 10:45, then back tonight at 5 o'clock for the evening service, and then 7, prayer meeting on Wednesday night. And so we urge you to come to be with us throughout the week and enjoy seeing you in the house of God. I want to pray for those needs this morning, a lot of needs in Radio Land, I'm sure, that we need to pray for, and folks that are sick and suffering, that needs some a touch from the Lord this morning, and want to remember them in prayer. And those of our shut-in folks that that are not able to get out to be in the house of God, I trust that you will pray for them, and I hope the program be a blessing to them today. Some folks, it's the only church they have, because they're just not able to go. You won't find them at Walmart. You won't find them in town. They're not able to go, and they love to hear the Word of God, and they tune these programs in, and hope it'll be a real blessing to you today that are not able to get out to be in the house of God. Pray for those that are bereaved, that God would comfort those that's lost loved ones and friends, and just enjoy the Lord today in the house of God. So you come be with us today in the services, and God will bless you, I'm sure, if you'll do that this morning. So don't forget, be in church now. It's time to get up and get ready. Get in Sunday school. Be in Sunday school. You say it's just for children. Well, most of us are just children anyway. We're still in the kindergarten spiritually, so you need to get in Sunday school. And don't matter how old you are, you need to be in Sunday school this morning. If your church has Sunday school, you belong there. You joined that church. When I joined the church, I joined everything they had. And so I tell you, get in Sunday school this morning. And then worship service, preaching time, preaching the Word of God. Going to be a blessing just to be able to get there and do that this morning. So hope it'll be a real blessing to you today. And we just invite you to come today. Amen. Our fathers, we bow in your presence this morning. We want to thank you for the privilege, Lord, just about the throne room today. We ask you, God, to meet every need in Radio Land this morning. There's folks out there, Lord, that are hurting. They need some help from you, and I pray you touch them today physically. And there's some folks that need help spiritually this morning. And I pray, God, you'd extend your helping hand of grace that you made available to all of your children. I pray, God, you meet every need in Radio Land this morning. Comfort those that are bereaved, that's lost their loved ones. I pray, God, you be near to them today and to put your comforting hand upon them. Bless every need and, Lord, each request that's been made known. Bless the services today, Lord, as we meet together in the house of God. I pray that you would meet with us in a special way, bring conviction upon the heart of a sinner. They might come to Jesus today and be saved before it's too late. Have your will, have your way, Father, throughout the day. Refresh our souls once again. We'll bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning, and hope it will be a blessing to you today and be an uplift to you. Get you started to get ready to go to church this morning and get in Sunday school and church worship service throughout the day. Songs have a tendency to awaken spiritually things in our heart and life, get us ready for the Word of God. So you listen now as this thing. Hope it be a blessing to you.
Amen. He'll make a way. God's plan will unfold. He has never, never failed. He will always prevail. The Lord is still in control. And there's no
tell you, he's a wonderful Savior this morning. You can trust him. You can let your life rest in his hands. And you listen to some of the songs he's sang this morning. Hope it'll be a blessing to you.
We know we are living in perilous times. Shadow can cover God's Son. There's not enough.
right. You can't put the light out with the darkness. Praise God, but you sure can put the darkness out with the light. And thank God for that. Good to be on the broadcast this morning. Hope it's a blessing to you on the singing. Now turn the Bible to Hebrews chapter 11 this morning. Hebrews chapter 11. We've been trying to preach to you for a few weeks on faith. And Hebrews chapter 11 is a great chapter of faith. It's a blessing to have this part of the Word of God for us. It gives us encouragement, gives us strength. When you get down and out, just turn over and read about those saints of God that live by faith and find out what faith done for them. And so I thank God for this, the record that we have. We've got the Bible, the Word of God. It's preserved for every generation. And it's a pure, unadulterated Word of God without error, without any fault whatsoever in it. It's a pure Word of God, is in furnace of fire, tried and purified seven times. I'm glad we've got the Bible this morning. Hebrews chapter 11, pay close attention to what we're saying today and what faith does for us. And I praise God for this record that we have before us today. And Paul was writing here, which I believe it was Paul writing to the Hebrews, and he'd been describing, he had been naming folks that live by faith. He showed what they were and what they did and how they trusted God. And because of that, they were justified in the sight of God. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. You can't get justification to God without faith. But without faith, it's impossible to please Him. So we've got faith today. And you've got to have faith. That's how you get access to the throne of grace. We have access by grace into this by faith in this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And so we've got access today and to get into the good graces of God this morning. And Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 32, Paul has been describing what these folks had been doing, naming them. I'm describing them. We're all familiar with folks that he was talking about. And Paul run out of room to write what could be said about people of faith. But he said, what shall I more say? Is anything else, he said, that I can say? He said, for the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah and David also and Samuel and all the prophets. Now, I want you to pay close attention to the next three verses here in this passage today. Faith is something that's very important. It's the basis of salvation. You've got to believe. They said, what must I do to be saved? He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. What he told the Philippian jailer. And so it's by faith this morning. So, and I want you to pay close attention to what faith does. There's a subject that I would have today. It would simply be this. What does faith accomplish? What in the world does faith accomplish? Now, you and I are used to and accustomed to doing something to get something accomplished. We've got to do something ourselves. We get it done, we've got to do it. But you know, he's already done that, and he's already gave us a way to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved in the house of God. And so we've got that avenue today. Listen to what he's saying here. He said, who through faith subdued kingdoms and wrought righteousness and obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of the fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned in flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, They were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented. And so we've got what does faith accomplish? What does it accomplish? He describes it here, what faith accomplishes in the lives of human beings. Now, we're not supernatural folks. We're human beings. We've been saved by the grace of God. We've been indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God. How did we get there? How did we get that this morning? There's only one way to be justified in the sight of God and obtain His righteousness, and that's by faith in His blood. And there's got to be exercise. Faith's got to be exercised. And so we find here that he's talking about faith. Now, I think, first of all, what faith accomplishes salvation in the hearts of those that are lost without God. Faith accomplishes salvation. You say, how do you know that? How do you know faith is enough? Why do we have to do something else? Do we have to pursue some of the ordinances of the church? Or do we have to do something here, do something there, or work at this or work at that? No, I don't have to do anything to be justified in the sight of God except believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he talks about that, what faith accomplishes in our life is very clear in the Word of God. He said in Ephesians chapter 2 and verses 8. Now I want you to listen to this morning. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Amen. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. And so what does faith obtain? What does it accomplish in our life? It accomplishes salvation to those that comes to God by repentance and faith, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and asking Him to come into our hearts and save us. And so that's how we get in. You don't work it in. You don't wet it in. Amen. I'm telling you, brother, you get in by faith. He said, for by grace through faith are you saved. By grace through faith are you saved, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Salvation is a gift that God gives you when you repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, His Son that came to pay for your sin debt on this at a rugged cross, died the death of a sinner, and then was resurrected by Himself. He said, I got power to lay it down, and I got power to take it again, raised and to justify us in the sight of God. We've got to believe that. They believe the gospel. The gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the gospel is. And so the gospel has got to be preached in His name among all nations and showing us what we need to do to be born again, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And then we get baptized to show that we've died out to sin and we've rose to walk again in newness of life. But that doesn't justify us in the sight of God. Only by faith are we justified in the sight of God. Repentance and faith be preached in His name among all nations. Paul said, I'm glad that I didn't baptize any of you. He made that statement. He didn't come to baptize, but they come to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what he was for, and that's what he did. And brother, he preached the gospel, and that's what we're to do today. And so we obtain that by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So what does faith accomplish? First of all, it accomplishes our salvation, and that's how you get born again. You can. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. If we could work for salvation, others could boast more than we could because they might have done more works than we did. But that's not so. That's not how you get justified in the sight of God. In the sight of God, He only looks on the heart by faith. Amen. And so we get justified by faith in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Will faith accomplish something in our lives today? And we get in the family of God, begin a journey. Get in the family of God, begin a journey, and live it for the Lord Jesus Christ until He comes back and gets us out of this old world. Thank God we got a hope this morning. Amen. And so what did He say here? He said again here in Hebrews chapter 11, and He said, who through faith, they subdued kingdoms. Now, you can go all the way down through here, and we know these people that He's talking about. Through faith subdued kingdoms. There was Gideon, there was Barak, there was Samson, there was Jephthah, and there was these men of God that subdued kingdoms, and they did that by faith. They didn't do it by the power of the sword. They didn't do it by the power of scare tactics, but they did it by faith, and believing that God would give them victory, and walked into impossible circumstances, and faith faced the things in this life, and my friend, that simply by believing that God would give them victory, it accomplishes something. They subdued kingdoms. The Bible said, oh yes, they found kingdoms in front of them, but God promised them they would help them subdue that kingdom, and they did that by faith. And all these men of God that you look at in the Word of God we've been reading about here in Hebrews chapter 11, they got it by faith. Amen. Praise God for that. And so listen, they subdued kingdoms, and they did that by faith. You say, David subdued the Philistines. How did he do it? And did he do it by the power of the stone and that he was holding in his sling? No, he did it by faith. He simply believed God would give him the victory. And whether God gave him the victory, he obtained that by faith. Subdued kingdoms. Amen. Thank God for these men. There was the subduing of kingdoms. And then the Bible said not only subdued kingdoms, but they wrought righteousness by faith. Amen. You don't obtain righteousness except by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our faith is imputed to us, our righteousness imputed to us through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can't face God with your own righteousness. And you've got to have His righteousness. And this morning they got to face an almighty God. And so by faith they obtained, subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness. And the Bible said they obtained promises through faith. You've got to believe God. And that through faith they obtained promises. God made them a promise, and because of their faith they believed that. And brother, God made that real in their life and brought it to pass, what He promised them that He would do. I'm telling you, friend, this Bible is full of promises from the Word of God that we can use, and that we can believe, and we can work in that, because it's by faith. We believe God. If God said it, I believe it. Amen. If God says it, we ought to believe it. And that God made some promises, obtained those promises that God made, and that He obtained it by faith. And if you don't believe it, God won't bring it to pass. But brother, God gives us promises that we might obtain something from Him. And brother, God justifies us in His sight by faith. Amen. And so He said, not only obtain righteousness, wrought righteousness, but obtain promises, but stop the mouths of lions. You say, what stopped the mouth of the lion that Daniel was there in the lion's den? I tell you what stopped that lion's mouth. It was faith in his God. He believed God would keep him safe in the lion's den. And God did that. Amen. He quenched the violence of fire. The three Hebrew children. And how did they get out of that furnace? And my friend, they got out by faith. They didn't work their way out. They didn't talk their way out. They believed God and said, whether it happens or not, we are going to believe God. And brother, God did that very thing today. Listen, my friend, there is a promise that God made in the Word of God, and it's by faith.
Jesus. If you believe it, God, that you believe God, He'll accomplish that in your life today. Just simply believe God. Amen. And so listen, there's the promises. And there we obtain those things by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Obtain promises, stop the mouths of lions, quench the violence of fire, escape the edge of the sword. Out of weakness we're made strong. There's so many things in there that we can't cover this morning, that I'm telling you, brother, it's all by faith. Amen. And that what faith accomplishes in our lives is victory. Believing God will do what He said that He would do, and is doing that He said that He was going to do, and it's all by faith. You're justified in the sight of God simply by faith. Amen. Obtain that salvation by faith. And so you can't get it nowhere else. You can't get it any other way. It's salvation. It changed the heart of the individuals when repentance and faith is exercised together and asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart. And brother, you exercise that faith and He saves you by grace. He changes your life. He changes your heart. Amen. So there's victory today. Well, I see your time is gone this morning. What does faith accomplish? Whole lots of things. And it's all by faith today. May God bless you until next Sunday at this same time. Amen.